No Trace by Barry Maitland, read by Tim Bruce. Before going down among you to pull out your decaying teeth, your running ears, your tongues full of sores, before breaking your putrid bones, before tearing out your ugly sex organ, incontinent and slimy, before all that, we shall take a big antiseptic bath, and we warn you, we are murderers. Extract from the Dada Manifesto to the Public, signed by Ribemont Desaignes, Paris, 1920. 1. A child's cry jolted Brock from sleep. He blinked awake, wondering if it had been a dream. He held his breath, listening, then heard the almost human bark of the fox that lived in the railway cutting beyond the lane. That's all, he realized, only that. He heard the answering mournful horn of an approaching train. There must be fog on the line. Autumn arriving in earnest at last. Now he was aware of other sounds. The clicking of the central heating pipes as they warmed, so it must be after 5, which was when the timer switched on. He turned his head to read the illuminated numbers of the bedside clock. 5:15. He would have preferred to lie for a while in the dark, sensing the day approach, taking time to think about one or two things. But there was so much to do, too much. He put on the light, pulled on his dressing gown and slippers, and padded down to the kitchen to put the kettle on. Brock carried the mug of tea through to the living room and lit the gas fire. On the table in front of him were 3 documents, all urgent.